Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Salmon have been intertwined with California long before water infrastructure bolstered the agricultural landscape we depend and thrive on today. The dams, reservoirs, miles of levees are a lifeline to flood protection and water supply. But water infrastructure, coupled with climate change and drought, also comes at a cost, including near record low salmon populations in recent years. Native and indigenous communities intimately understand this cost through all that was taken and lost. The Winneman Wintu tribe called this state home well before becoming the California we know today, and salmon are an inextricable piece of their culture and history. An audio documentary from KALW, an NPR member station based in the Bay Area, walks in the shoes of the Winneman Wintu people to learn about their clash with Shasta Dam, the fight to protect sacred sites along the McLeod River, and return Chinook to their Northern California homeland. Judy Silber is a reporter for A Prayer for Salmon. That is the latest season of the podcast from The Spiritual Edge. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you, Vicky.
Well, starting off with a little background with you, you got your start in journalism at the Orange County Bureau, the LA Times. You then moved to the Contra Costa Times. You covered biotechnology, business of healthcare. When did your path lead to public radio and creating a podcast that focuses on religion and spirituality?
Right. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a convoluted path that I've been on. So I started off as a scientist. I actually got a PhD in molecular biology before I switched to journalism. Went to journalism school. As you said, I got my first job at the LA Times and then came up here to the Bay Area. And then in 2009, I actually left journalism because, newspapers were starting to go under and I was like, okay, I'll do something else. And then in 2009, I really felt this longing to go back to journalism, but not to go back to print, where I felt like I had never quite got it in terms of my print voice. And so I was like, I think I'll try radio. I did a lot of listening to NPR when I was in graduate school. And I started volunteering at KALW. And at the time, I was sort of going through my own sort of like spiritual revival. I was doing a lot of meditation. And then I got a little bit more into my own heritage, which is Judaism. And so I started to do stories about spirituality, mostly about meditation and then about Judaism. And that was sort of the spark for The Spiritual Edge, because I realized that, most media stories are less about people than they are about institutions. And I was really sort of interested in changing the focus of that. And I also, a lot of media stories are about conflict, or at the most, they're about like holidays. And I was like, I really would like to do stories that are more focused on people and how religion and what the roles that religion and spirituality play in their lives.
Yeah. And now you have your latest season, which is A Prayer for Salmon. And you really follow and really listen to the Winneman Wintu tribe. And they open up about a long, painful history of their people's population, cultures, traditions that has just been irreparably impacted by the growing needs for water in the state and its infrastructure, including Shasta Dam. This is a deep dive. It's over the course of 10 episodes broken up into three parts. It focuses on Shasta Dam, its impact on the McLeod River, Chinook salmon, through the lens of the Winneman Wintu people. How do you explain this podcast to someone who's unfamiliar with this topic or issue?
Well, I think you just did a great job. maybe I should ask them to talk to you. But so mostly I explain it. There's, it's actually going to be 11 episodes. We're releasing the final episode probably on Friday. And so it's 11 episodes, but it's really three parts. The first part, which is the first four episodes, we focus on efforts that was over about 20 years or more. There was a federal proposal to raise Shasta Dam, that is to raise it higher by another 18 and a half feet. And this, the danger in some ways has passed, or at least at the very least, it's in a lull right now. But we, with the change in administrations, during the Trump administration, they were really pushing this project and they got it right up to the finish line. But then under the Biden administration, it's mostly been left alone. So it's a little quiet now, which makes me feel, like as a news person, it makes me feel a little self-conscious, like, oh, this isn't like something that's active right now. But on the other hand, we were following what was happening 2017, 18, 19, 20, when the dam proposal was inching its way up to the finish line. And it was very stressful for the Winnemem Wintu because this would have huge impacts on them. The dam proposal threatened to flood or destroy sacred sites, which are some of their few remaining. So when the original dam went up, it flooded a huge area, including something like 25, 26 miles of the McLeod River. And Winnemem Wintu villages, sacred sites, their homes were all put underwater. So what they have left now to them is very precious. And so this threat of Shasta Dam being built even higher, which meant the reservoir behind it gets higher, it was a big deal, and it was very stressful, and it was something they had to fight for, like I said, something like 20 years. So that's the first part of the documentary. The second part of the documentary is more hopeful, I would say, and it's like this quest that they had, or that they have to both bring salmon back to their river, which is the McLeod River above Shasta Dam, where salmon have not swum in 80 years. But beyond that, it's to restore salmon populations throughout the whole Sacramento Valley, because salmon numbers have really gone down. From historic numbers, it's about, one-tenth or less of what they used to be. Scientists, fisheries biologists, people, who work with salmon all the time say that even just in the last couple of decades, they've really seen salmon declines on the river. And for the Winnemem Wintu, it's not just a food source, it's a cultural resource. It's something that for them is, it's part of their blood. It's part of who they are and their origin story and their sort of creation story that says, how the world began. They feel they are the speakers for salmon. Salmon, in their origin story, salmon gave up their voice so that Winnemem Wintu could speak. And so they feel this moral and both like a moral and a spiritual obligation to salmon. And they believe that whatever happens to salmon happens to them. So this fight for salmon, it's two-pronged. It's for salmon, but it's also for them.
Yeah.
And
the traditions that ultimately, were at risk of just being lost and trying to restore that as well. Your third part of the series, is solution oriented. They've hit some really important milestones in just the last, 6 or 7 months, right?
That's right. So since about 2012, the federal government has been planning a pilot program to get salmon back on the McLeod River. And, it's been a lot of planning, and there's been sort of ups and downs even within that planning. During the Trump administration, it almost completely stopped because the Trump administration had other ideas about where the water should go and what it should be used for. But in 2021, it really started up again. The planning started up again. And then in 2022, so just a year ago, officials at the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration,
and NOAA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, NOAA, got very concerned that the winter run species of salmon was going to be wiped out. So we had two very bad years of drought in 2020 and 21, and 22 was looking pretty bad too. And they were like, okay, this could be 3 years in a row. Salmon have a 3-year life cycle. If you wipe out salmon during that third year, that's it. And so, winter run is one of 4 runs on the Sacramento River. The Sacramento River has one of the most diverse salmon populations in the world. And these salmon were at risk. And so the federal government started really pushing the idea of getting winter run back on the McLeod River in 2022. And they actually, for the federal government, they moved very quickly. And so they moved quickly to get Winnemem Wintu cooperation, sort of out of respect for the Winnemem Wintu, that this is their river. And then they also moved quickly in terms of getting all the planning and the permits and everything that they needed to get the winter run into the McLeod River. And in July, it actually happened. So I attended a ceremony in July on the McLeod River where they took eggs from a hatchery that's just below Shasta Dam. It's the Livingston Stone Hatchery. So winter run are bred at this hatchery. And so they took fertilized eggs, they put them into what are called remote site incubators, which is basically just these barrels. And so they put them into these barrels that were right next to the river. Those eggs were able to hatch and then swim out into the river. And it was the first time in 80 years that this had happened. So it was a pretty, you know, it was a very hopeful event, a very significant event. But at the same time, you have to remember where that came from. And that was because, you know, this threat of winter run being wiped out. And, you know, that is still a good possibility, yeah. Unfortunately.
Judy, we only have about 30 seconds left.
Yes.
What do you hope listeners take away from A Prayer for Salmon in the next 20 seconds or so?
Yeah, well, I mean, what we're hoping is that people will really start to see the world through the Winnemem-Wintu eyes, to be able to like be privileged to that perspective, and to, you know, help you think about our world, the world of California, the state of California in which we all live, and how might we do better by it?
Judy, thank you so much for putting together such a wonderful podcast series, A Prayer for Salmon.
Thank you. Thank you, Vicki.
And we have a link on our Insight page as well. Judy Silber is an executive editor of the podcast, The Spiritual Edge. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.